Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
In its context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. You lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's full of heat out, you wouldn't believe.
Parental guidance is suggested.
All right, here we go with another show. Welcome to Distracted with Bikerson Gibbs. I am your host, Billy Bikerson, and hopefully we'll be getting joined by our other host, Daryl Gibbs. I know he was running a little bit late tonight, getting unloaded and getting where he could shut down and fire up the laptop and the camera to get this going. I'm supposed to be joined in this empty chair right here. By my lovely wife. I'm sure she'll make her way over here at any point, so I don't look like an idiot with an empty chair in the screen for no reason. Anyhow, welcome to Distracted, where we are completely distracted all the way up until the very start of showtime, it seems like, every week. And tonight we're going to be talking about a whole lot of things, but I would like to remind everyone, for those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you as always. You've been a good audience to us over at Blog Talk, and thanks to the folks at Blog Talk Radio as well for giving us this platform to start. And I would also like to remind you, though, you can actually see live streaming video of this broadcast over on X, or as Daryl likes to call it, Malcolm Twitter, X Twitter, the Twitter X. There you can find it on Bikerson Digital Media at Bikerson Live. And on YouTube, we actually have a specific page set up just for this show. It is Distracted with Bikerson Gibbs. Please, folks, go and look up the YouTube channel. Give us a quick subscription, watch a video or two. Throw out a thumbs up, a comment, something to help us out here so we can keep this show rolling. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into the show here. Of course, I'd like to remind everyone to, I'd like to thank everyone for their assistance in helping locate the missing F-35 fighter jet that we're not real sure what happened there. Now, apparently, it has been located. Flying at 1,000 feet, which, you know, if you're not into aviation, 1,000 feet is a pretty low altitude, and only half a mile north of, I believe it was the Charlotte Airport? Yeah, Charlottesville International Airport? I might have that wrong. Irregardless, very close to an international airport, about a half mile away, the pilot had some sort of malfunction. We don't know what the nature of that malfunction is just yet, or at least I don't know what the nature of that malfunction is yet. Who knows? The news breaks so fast these days. It's hard to keep up with. But apparently he ejected and ended up landing in someone's backyard because he ejected over a residential area. Fortunately, the plane continued to stay airborne for another 60 miles despite its low altitude and flying with the malfunction before apparently crashing somewhere out in a more rural area where they have now located a debris field. I want to say that was in North Carolina somewhere. So very interesting developments on that. Hopefully you enjoyed the milk carton meme we put up on the Facebook page for the show. So here we go. Oh, looky here. I'm getting joined in the studio. I don't have an empty chair for no apparent reason here. So everybody, say hi to my lovely wife, Carla Harley Chick Bikerson.
Good day, good day.
How you doing tonight, Carla?
Doing good, sorry I'm late.
It's always a push to the last minute on this show. There was literally an entire room full of people here just a few minutes ago. And we kicked them all out. Okay, we didn't kick anybody out. We love the people that were in our room. They knew it was, they had to evacuate so we could get this podcast started. So that's where we are on that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody of the guest call-in line in case anyone would like to call in with a question or a comment. The number is 516-387-1733. And I will say it one more time. 516-387-1733. There you go. Hope to hear from some of you out there in the audience tonight. We're going to go ahead and jump into, I love this story. Are you ready for this story?
I'm ready.
My wife hasn't been.
I have no idea.
She hasn't been following the news. She was busy with the other folks in the room watching a college game prior to this. So she has no idea what I've got on the list for the show tonight. But whoever thought that we would have a member of Congress showing up in a hoodie and then putting out a social media tweet referring to members of the opposing party in the House of Representatives as Jagoffs. J-A-G-O-F-F-S, Jagoffs, right? We can't do the hard K, right? So Jagoffs. Literally, our favorite person to talk about, maybe not, I don't know, Fetterman, who's been a bit odd as a person, as a politician especially, has taken recently the practice of showing up to Congress in like jeans and a hoodie, with a sweatshirt, breaking the the long tradition in Congress of wearing like actual business clothes. And so Fetterman, after a little bit of controversy around, Fetterman comes out and he says, more or less, if the Jagoffs in the House will vote in favor of whatever bill they're trying to pass that involves giving more money to Ukraine, then he will restore democracy by wearing a suit to Capitol Hill. All right. Here's my what. Darla, what?
No,
I want your opinion on that. You don't have to understand politics. You know, I mean, this guy is basically saying, vote my way.
Vote my way and I'll put on a damn suit.
And I'll put on a suit. I mean.
Why? That's a good way to make sure that whatever we're voting on has pure structure and all that. Because, we're voting not based on what the structure of whatever it is we're voting on, but based on the fact that we want to do the same. Yeah, is that where our government and democracy has gone?
I don't know where our government and our democracy has gone. Probably need a plumber to figure that out. Just saying. It's something else out there, and I'm going to keep checking back and forth here between the screens, checking to see when Daryl's going to show up. But, maybe if Daryl shows up, I'll put a suit on. I'll say.
Now, that we all want to see.
Nothing I have
one
to put on.
Now, let's see.
So we're demanding more money for Ukraine. We're calling members of the opposing party Jagoffs. We're showing up to Congress in a hooded sweatshirt. I'm not real big on style, fashion. I'm not one that judges people for wearing, whatever. I don't know. I feel like there's a certain business attire atmosphere. I mean, I had to attend a training event and I had to at least wear business casual. I couldn't show up in another sweatshirt. And what I'm doing on a daily basis is certainly not as important as the decisions our 535 people up on Capitol Hill are making on a daily basis. Not that I care for any of the decisions they're making on anything.
But maybe they'll make better decisions if they're actually dressed up and taking it seriously.
Kind of take it serious. Feel like maybe you're doing something important. Maybe you should, you know, maybe you should dress up a little bit, you know, when you're dropping off, I don't know, your daughter at the prom, or you're attending a church service, or you're going to a town hall meeting. I don't know. Sure.
Excuse me. I need those codes.
Okay, I can't say what my reaction is there. Because I have really, really bad influence people that I work with. And every time someone sneezes over there, they say, Sancho. And there's a whole backstory to that that we're not going to talk about on this radio show. Even though it's not as bad as what Congress has been up to. So anyway, we're going to go straight from hoodies and jagoffs. Vote my way and give Ukraine more taxpayer money.
Oh, wait a minute.
Money. What's that?
So the next time we get in a discussion, I need you to, like, lean my way on the discussion. I should put on a fancy dress and all this.
You're going to do the opposite thing?
Here you go.
Yeah.
Well, because I look better this way than I do in a dress, so you know.
I'm going to show up to that bike rally in a sundress and sandals.
Unless you vote my way. Will that work?
Unless you do what I want here, and then I'll dress like a biker chick again. Okay. You know.
It works.
I like this. I don't.
We may be onto something here.
I
may be able to get more my way in this relationship now, and knowing that how I got to handle this. I'm glad you brought this story to the floor line.
You know, I, as crazy as it sounds, at what point, or we've already got more jokes becoming reality every day.
Well, Congress is a joke.
And so now I'm like, okay, at what point are Democrats just going to start walking into Capitol Hill with no clothes on, saying, vote the way I want, I'll get dressed again. You know, I... just pass this bill, and you don't have to see this.
All right.
We killed that subject. Yeah. Hopefully Daryl gets into this and end up being a short show because I rely on Daryl. I have to have him here because he kind of rants and raves a little bit, and we kind of feed off of each other.
Oh, wait, you didn't tell me I was going to be able to rant and rave.
You want to rant and rave?
That's what I
did. Who wants to hear her rant?
No.
If you want to rant, rant. I'm just saying, you know, it's all there. All right. So, still no Daryl. All right. So, in the news, Laura Boebert, I think is how you say her name, congresswoman from Colorado, obviously has made a lot of headlines since her introduction to Congress, since her election. She is a Republican. Definitely considered a conservative. And, you know, there was a lot of pictures going around about her. People snapped pictures of her walking around the town in Colorado there, you know, open carrying her pistol on her hip, which made certain people's heads explode for some reason. Seriously. I mean, what's more dangerous? She's got this gun on her hip. The reaction to it was so bad. So many millions of people. I guarantee you at least 100 people died of a heart attack just because they were so mad at seeing her carrying a gun on her waistband out in public. So I don't know. Do we count that as a firearm death?
That could. It'd probably go down to COVID.
Right. We do try to avoid certain words because of YouTube's overly vague policies that I don't know what actually constitutes a violation of their terms of service. The way their terms of service...
You haven't given me those instructions yet either.
Well, okay. So the way their terms...
We need Daryl.
It more or less just burns up pages and pages of legal speak that more or less says, if we think you violated our terms of service, you did, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's kind
so
of...
So back to her walking around carrying it down.
All right, so she walked around carrying it down. Everybody got all upset about that. Oh, gosh, what was... Oh, the next big debate.
Was there anybody else in the whole entire state of Colorado walking around with a gun on their hip? Or is it okay just for a typical everyday person doing it, just not?
No, I'm sure there were other people too. But, you know, she's a person of
Congress.
Right. You know, sets a bad example. Because we can't have people with the ability to defend themselves. That would not help crime stats.
Okay, got it.
Right. So that's some of the backlash that's gone on with her in the past. One of the other big deals that they made was someone asked her in Congress whether or not she carried her firearm to the Capitol, to which she pretty much said, I'm not going to answer that.
Right.
For rather somewhat extremely obvious security reasons to anyone who has any single grain of a sense of security, why you wouldn't answer that publicly. And when she refused to answer, the Democrats started to say, oh, we're going to have to spend all this money to put up metal detectors now, and we've got to increase security because we don't know if this woman's carrying a gun. They made a big fuss. Just to bring you up to date, so far, Lauren Boebert has not shot any members of Congress, unlike some Democratic supporters a few years ago. But we won't get into that. So that is kind of the backstory on this woman and the left's hatred of her. So now, apparently she's going through a divorce, which I didn't even know until I read this story. And she went to a theatrical production called The Beetlejuice out there in Colorado. And I guess she was with her new guy she's dating. Okay. Apparently she was also vaping in the theater, which is amazing. This is a family-friendly theater. I guess this production, were supposedly a lot of kids there. I reviewed the video footage, and I didn't really see kids. I only saw adults. I thought this was I believe it was like 10:30 or so at night. Like, it's kind of a late evening. Surprisingly, not a lot of kids in the audience. But, you know, it's a family-friendly event. They're hammering that home. She, in addition to the baby, apparently did some singing along with some of the parts of the show. But mainly, she was doing some kissy face and some groping with her date. Okay. I guess he was grabbing handfuls of breasts, and she was reaching up and grabbing handfuls of crotch meat. And I did, no clothing came off or anything like that. But someone complained, and security got involved. They got asked to leave. They got escorted out. That's a huge thing. Right.
Okay.
As a strong independent woman.
Very strong independent woman, yes.
What is your take on that?
To be honest, I think as a strong independent woman, I know the way to act and not act in public. And there's a place for groping and grabbing crotches and everything else that maybe at a theatrical you know, thing called Beetlejuice, you know, unless it was a sex show in the first place, then let's all go out and do it. But if it wasn't, and it's, you know, I mean, I've been to Phantom of the Opera, and I sure the hell didn't sit there and grope and kiss and, you know, maybe share a kiss, that's great. But let's also know that you are a figure in the public eye, and maybe, you know, you need to hold some of that stuff for the background part of it.
Right.
But that's just, you know, yeah. I mean, now the vaping and all that, okay, great, you know.
Well, it was the other part. It was like inside.
Yeah.
And it was like a sold-out show. So right. Like every seat was filled. So
I went to a show, I would not want to see, I don't care if you're in the public eye or not in the public eye, I wouldn't want to see somebody in front of me, pretty much getting it on, you know, in front of me, because, you know.
I would just laugh.
I know you would just laugh, and then you'd probably be like, hey, why are you doing this to me? So, yeah, but in the same sense, like I said, I think there's a place for everything, you know. I mean, we're not at Sturgis, we're not at the Buffalo Chip, we're not running around, you know, an environment that would, I feel, be appropriate for that. But, you know, I think in that instance, I mean, I've done stupid stuff in public, but, you know, I don't, yeah, I'm thinking at a theatrical performance, especially when you're in the public eye, yeah.
If you are in the public eye, you have to, yes, we're all still, whether you're in the public eye or not.
And I haven't seen the video and I haven't seen the footage. Is it just a little touch here or did this go on for 15, 20, 30 minutes?
It went on for a few minutes. Somebody complained. I'm just going to, for what I guess, that whoever complained probably knew who she was. And saw their opportunity but now the video of this incident was recorded, seemingly from the vantage point I'm seeing, it seems to come from the security cameras for the theater,
okay,
which got leaked out.
Okay.
And everybody's looking at them and publicly shaming. And you know what? You can't do stupid shit when you're in a public eye.
Right.
I mean, I don't, you and I would
public
not.
Public displays, I'm just, you know, yeah, public displays of affection, as we call it, those PDAs, you know, I mean,
PDAs.
Just, there's a time and a place for them. If we're in a romantic evening under the stars at a lake, and you want to sit there and start making out, go for it. In a theatrical, you know, arena where you're surrounded by a bunch of people, even if it is Beetlejuice, if it's the same Beetlejuice. I don't know
if it's the whole Tim Burton cartoon Beetlejuice thing or if it's like a drama about the former mayor of Chicago.
Right. You did just say that out loud. But yeah, there is a time and a place for everything. And I think, you know what, I mean, yeah, you know, if they took it too far, okay, great, complain. Do we have to escort them out and make a big flippant scene about it? I think people have got
a little bit crazy
on that crap. I think it's like, hey, just tell them, hey, you know what, enough's enough. Shut it up and take it down. And, you know, can we enjoy the show? And afterwards, you guys can go to a hotel room and get it on all night long.
Okay.
You know, I mean, do we have to take it to the level that where America is taking shit? No.
Now, interestingly enough, this little scandal comes after the court order barring Congress, the Biden administration, from contacting the media companies, the big tech companies, social media, et cetera, and making a request, right? It recently was rescinded,
okay,
meaning they're allowed to go and talk to the media companies. Right. And so it was uncovered a couple of weeks ago that someone from the White House had sent in contact the media outlets and the social media people and saying, hey, can we give a little bit more scrutiny to the behaviors and actions of Republicans?
Ah,
right?
You know, you didn't want to go tell me that.
Right, so I don't think it's any consequence that they asked for more scrutiny of Republicans, and now we're seeing. Which, again, you know, if he did something stupid. This will blow over. At this point, it doesn't matter what anyone from any particular tribe really does. The people that back their party, this will blow over and they won't care. The other side will light themselves on fire and run around with a protest sign and go crazy for about 2 weeks, maybe three. And then it'll die down. And then we'll all be talking about the next thing, because that's how the news cycle works. They got to keep you worked up. There has to be breaking news. It has to be breaking news. Now, a long time ago, back in the 1900s, you only saw breaking news when something monumental and big was happening. It wasn't scheduled. Now we schedule it. Now there's got to be breaking news multiple times a day. And if there's not anything of monumental importance, we're just going to take a mountain or a molehill and we're going to make it a mountain and call it breaking news. And that's the world we live in. Of course, we've always talked about 24/7 cable news cycle and the amount of damage it's done and how it's contributed to all of the division in this country. But anyway, so that's what went down. That's the story. She messed up. She, of course, gave a public apology. People are still asking that she be decapitated and have her head displayed on the four corners.
And those people are probably frustrated with their life anyways. I don't know. I guess if I went to a theater and I'm not thinking about it, and some guy was that into me, man, I'd be like, hey, let's do this. No.
All right, moving on to the next scandal.
Let's
move on to the next scandal. Virginia Democrat Susanna Gibson, or Susan Gibson, I think she goes by Susanna. Susanna Gibson. Apparently, some Republicans did some digging around, and they found some old porn videos online, okay, publicly available. And the problem was, she was on a webcam site with her husband, and they were basically soliciting tips in exchange for them doing certain sexual acts for people. Right?
Okay.
So yeah, you know, you want us to do this or you want us to do that, you need to tip us this much. Right? And
this all goes back to, I'm going to wear a hoodie until you vote my way, and then you get to... I get to wear a suit.
Well, yeah.
It goes in every level of life here, it looks like, that we play this game.
Now, I don't know exactly how long ago this was. This was apparently previous to her being a political candidate.
Okay, but if you put that in your background, I would probably severely rethink becoming a damn political candidate where they will dig every little thing, including what hour of the day you go and take a restroom break. There it is. And that's a little bit right.
Yeah. And whether or not you did it correctly.
And right. So I'm sorry. If you have made a decision in your life to do that stuff in your younger years, then you better know that that shit stuff is going to come out. And yeah.
All right. Message from Daryl here.
Uh-oh. Thank goodness.
Right.
Everybody kind of wants to hear me shut up pretty soon.
Are you joining us? Because I do not have Daryl's camera over on the side, so he hasn't come up on camera. I do not have him on the switchboard for Blog Talk either. So we will see what's happening with Daryl. Hopefully, hopefully he's going to jump in here in a little bit.
Hopefully.
But you know what? we'll bring him up to speed. We'll get his input on all the stuff that we talked about. All right, so
back to
Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna does Richmond or whatever.
So Susanna does Washington. It's out there. You do know that anybody listening now is going to go dig this up and try to go watch this porno, right?
Well, I'm sure people are doing that. I mean, it's been kind of all over
the news. Which is just making her even more popular.
And maybe that was her whole idea. maybe she never actually cared about being a politician.
She just wanted to be.
She's like, hey, I know a way to boost my porn star ratings and views.
That's the way to do it. So.
I don't know how that works. I don't know.
I mean, if you're a porn star and you're not getting the ratings, you don't become a political figure. It goes out into public. Millions and millions of people now know about it, and probably half of those millions are men, and they're going to go look at it. So.
I mean, who the hell had heard of Stormy Daniels before the whole Trump?
Well, exactly.
I
so politics does the porn industry a lot of good. There you go.
And they're both trying to the same, screwing people for a living.
Well, that is true, right?
So that's the big controversy there. That they were online. Apparently, the website that they were using said that they violated the terms and service agreement by soliciting tips for certain sexual acts. But people who are defending her are saying that, no, that's pretty much what that website does.
Well, okay, yeah, I'd have to experience the website to understand it, but I'm sorry,
Now let's do a quick compare and contrast. And this is where, on this show, we talk a lot about the media, how the different companies, all the legacy media outlets are only owned by six different companies.
Mm-hmm.
All six companies, I do believe, I don't want to misquote it, so I may be incorrect. And if I am, please, someone jump in and correct me. But I do believe...
The marks are crying for me, too.
Right. I do believe BlackRock is the largest shareholder in all of those companies. Okay, Daryl is looking for a parking spot right now. He should be joining us.
Thank goodness for Daryl.
So... the media companies work together, and this is how they do their narrative, right? This is why people say the media is left-leaning. When you look at, like, CNN, for example, or Newsweek, and you look up the whole story on Laura Boebert,
okay.
Those headlines basically read, you know, that she's publicly shamed, that she was groping in public at a family-friendly event. And one particular headline even indicated that she could be criminally charged for that activity, right? Because decency laws, et cetera, right? Oh, hold on. Now, let's compare and contrast. Meanwhile, what is CNN saying about Susanna Gibson? They're saying that the leaking of her videos by a Republican operative was an invasion of her privacy.
Wow.
And that potentially whoever leaked those videos could possibly be subject to criminal charges under the revenge porn. Keep in mind, these videos are publicly available.
It's not what the act is. It's what if you want their right, and if they want to go after you, if they don't want to go after you.
Yeah, it's not right. I mean, that someone hacked into her phone, hacked into her hard drive,
right,
and found these
public videos,
and then threw them out there. No. These were publicly searchable.
Right.
Someone shared a link. But then again, we just indicted Donald Trump for asking people to watch a news segment.
Right. Well, because,
So,
we all know why.
And this is why, for all you lefties out there that just don't seem to understand or get this, you keep in mind, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a conservative, okay? I know some really, truly conservative people. And in their minds, I'm a Chicago liberal. I'm not a liberal. not a leftist, I'm not a Marxist. But of course, my liberal friends think I'm a conservative, and that's because I'm in the middle. I'm this thing called a moderate. I like to call it the common sense center, where we kind of look at the left wing and the right wing and dismiss all of them as both being extremist wing nuts. And we're just kind of here in the middle, like, okay, folks, calm down. Let's figure out how to get along. But you can't do that. If you try to extend an olive branch to either side, the other one's coming for you, you know, with pitchforks and torches.
I was going to say they're letting that olive branch up, and they're going to throw that right back at you.
They're going to light it with their torch.
Yeah, exactly. And then scream at you because you're the one that created the fire that lit the torch.
Right.
It's the olive branch that you just offered them. Yes, there we go.
Yeah, so, okay, so I asked you this before, Lauren Boebert.
Oh, goodness.
As an independent woman, what is your take on this woman doing her online?
Hey, that was a decision she made at that time of her age. And if it was working for her, God bless her, it was working for her. This is what America's for. We're free to do whatever the heck we want to do and however we want to do it. Right, wrong, or indifferent in another person's life. She was doing what she wanted to do, and it was her decision. Now, since she went into the public, you know, as far as politics, you know what, she had to know that that was going to come out and blow up. So, you know.
You would think.
Do we ridicule her because she chose that? You know what, it's her life.
I don't know.
Yeah, I am one that I do not judge people, and I don't sit there and say, oh, you are absolutely wrong on that because you did something that was just horrible. You know, a little bit different than, you know, the one groping in the theater, I know. I'm just saying, hey, maybe that's in the public arena where that theater doing sexual acts isn't exactly the same thing maybe you should be doing. Here, if you're doing that on an online portal, then that's what you're doing.
Okay.
That's the correct arena to do it.
So being sexual on a porn site acceptable, being sexual at a public theater that's family friendly, not acceptable.
Correct. I mean, in my eyes, because it's just, yeah, you know, I mean, you could choose to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
And, you know, who am I to deem you bad, good, evil, or whatever.
But now, how do you feel, though, about the media coverage of those two events?
Yeah, well, let's not. The media is just, the media is screwed. I mean.
Do you believe either of them, do you believe Lauren should be facing criminal charges?
No.
Do you,
absolutely not.
And do you think whoever leaked the video?
Absolutely not.
Face criminal charges?
Absolutely not. Both of them were in a public arena, let's put it that way. They were not in a, you know, a secret society. Even if it was a web, it got out, okay? Does that mean that it's criminal? No. I mean, what, we can go out and you do that in a theater, but I can go out and murder someone or rape somebody or do something like that. And in the state of Illinois, they're like, oh, this is a slap on your hand. Go away. It's not even criminal anymore. So what in the hell has happened to this world is what I want to know. That they're going to sit there and say, that's criminal, but we're letting actual true criminals run around and, you know. So, yeah, everybody has lost their effing mind.
All right. Folks, I'm going to throw it out there one more time. The number to call, if you get a question or a comment, 516-387-1733. If you do call in, what you're going to do is once you can hear the radio show in your phone, in your headset, you're going to go ahead, you're going to go to your dial pad, and you're going to hit the number one. Uno. Hit the number one. That literally sends a message to the switchboard that lets us know that we have a caller that wants to come on the air and talk to us. So if you got a question, you got a comment, that is what you need to do. And, of course, we're still waiting for Daryl. I know he's going to be here. I believe in Daryl.
I mean, by now, a good strong woman would have had it parked. Went to the restroom,
okay. Daryl gets here. Okay, we're going to get into a trash-talking session. We're going to get into a Carla party chick versus Daryl, the voice of reason. A little battle here online. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, now I guess we're going to move on. We talked about the distractions, right? These are the things that are going on in the public conversations as the media companies get us to all line up on one side and the other and start exchanging fire with each other. Metaphorically speaking, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever you are. Now let's talk about some of those things that aren't being talked about that seem like they're kind of important. Of course, we have been giving coverage so far. Every episode, we have hit on the coup d'état that took place in Niger, however you pronounce that. I think it's Niger.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm great with it.
Okay. If you haven't listened or watched any of our shows, have you? No.
No.
I didn't think you had yet.
Because Wednesday nights, usually I'm out riding my motorcycle. Sorry. But now that it's dark out, I will.
All right. So just to bring everybody up to speed, this is your first time with us. There was a coup that took place in Niger a couple of months ago. I've seen it referred to some different things, but the Western Bloc African military, something to that effect. More or less, they overthrew the existing government of Niger. And part of their reasoning was that there's a lot of poverty going on. But this also involves rare earth minerals, including some rare earth minerals that are used in concrete, uranium. Seems like there's a big market for that one lately for some reason. And so apparently the African nations feel like they've been colonized by the U.S. and France. And they feel like they have not been getting their fair share of the market value of these minerals. And that's why they continue to live in poverty, right, except for the people at the top. Well, the people rose up. They overthrew their government. They said, you're all corrupt. You're all living this grand lifestyle, making all this money while the rest of us have lost everything. Seems like there might be somewhere else in the world, but that same thing is happening right now. But they said, enough is enough. You're out of here. They overthrew that government, installed their own, and that government refuses to play ball with France. They have now gone through. They have repriced their uranium. They've repriced their other rare earth minerals. One of the big ones that is being argued is one of the minerals used in concrete production. And they won't back off. They won't come down off their prices. Well, in the meantime, France stepped in and said, well, this is kind of bogus that you're not playing ball with us, and we don't like you, and we don't recognize you as a legitimate government of Niger. And so we may use our military to force you guys to put the real government, the legitimate government, back in power. The problem with that is 41 African nations signed military agreements with Russia. And they said, you know what? We will give you military support, right, in whatever conflicts may be coming up with you. And Vladimir Putin came back, his administration came back and said, we will give you fair market value for your minerals in exchange for these military agreements. But not only will we give you fair market value for these minerals, we'll also provide you with military weapons and technology, other technology, to give you what you need to fight somebody, to fight an enemy off. And so when France threatened to intervene militarily to get the old government back, they want the guys that gave them everything they wanted back, the Western Bloc African military, the general, I believe was his title, stepped up and said, any attempt to intervene militarily will be treated as an end or a declaration of war. Right? So there's still this posturing now going on back and forth between France and Africa. And apparently the tensions between France and the USA are also starting to deteriorate, as France doesn't feel like we have their back on this whole thing because we're too busy talking about
corn sites
and the gender of plastic potatoes over right. here to be bothered with the developing World War III that's going on.
And that's a problem.
Right. So that's the backstory there. So this continues on, and I have been, by the way, it's hard to find updates on this because this is a subject that's just not being covered. And the problem is, essentially, you've got the U.S. and France, so the U.S. and Europe, exploiting labor in Africa, right? And of course, that is mostly people that you might describe as being black. So how do you play that? How do you play that if you're on the left? Because the left has already told us that if you don't support Ukraine, you're racist and anti-democracy. But they've also called the U.S., the founders of the U.S., a bunch of colonizers. Well, it seems like we're kind of actively colonizing Africa and exploiting their labor. You could argue that it's kind of like slave labor and theft of their resources. So how does that work? Because they're supporting Russia. So if you condemn them for what they're doing, does that make you a racist? Does that make you pro-slavery? Because it kind of outwardly has that feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think on that?
Uh-oh. I think it's a web of web, and I don't think, thank God, Daryl just saved that question. He is here.
All right, we have him on video, but we don't have him on the switchboard yet, unless he's calling from a different number?
Thumbs up.
And let's bring the camera live. All right, but we don't have audio. I think, Daryl, is this different number of yours? Are you calling from area code 720? Can you hear me? All right. I don't know. Oh, there he is. Nope. Okay.
All right. You got me?
Now I got you.
All right. Man, how y'all doing?
Hey, Daryl, meeting just in time. I don't have to answer
this now. I had to drive from Champion Food up in Urban Kentucky over here to Bowling Green so I can get a parking spot.
Oh.
Ooh, there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay on the video for sure. So we were just talking, you missed all the stuff about Congress people on porn websites. And have you heard Suzanne Gibson's story, the Virginia Democrat, that it got leaked out, I guess, prior to being a political candidate. She was actually on a live webcam porn site and was basically accepting tips in order to perform certain sexual acts with her husband on live video.
You got to get paid. You know, okay, how long ago was that?
You know, I don't know exactly how long ago. I don't think it was that long ago.
You know, my thing is this. You know what? Her and her husband, whatever they got to do, they like doing the freaky deaky in front of everybody and getting money for it, and people are going to go like this. You know, so be it. She's not doing it now. I mean, if she's a legislator, she shouldn't be doing that mess. But, I mean, if it was beforehand, you know what? Whatever. You know, that's between her husband and whomever. You know, I could see if what she does messes with her policies, there's a difference. You know, like Boebert, you know, she does all this craziness because she got horny, I guess you want to say. And then at the end, instead of taking responsibility, she wants to blame it. Well, you know, I stopped dating because he's a Democrat. I'm like, okay, number one, you know what? Just didn't know what his affiliation was in the first place. You know, you cussed out a lady in the theater. You're vaping. You got him groping you, and you don't have enough nerve to say. I would have more respect for her if she says, you know what? I had a moment of stupidity. I'm going through a divorce. I got lonely. I did stupid stuff. I'm sorry. You know what? You deserve better of me. I would have been cool with that. But then she wants to be like, well, he's a Democrat. And I'm like, you're such a ugh. So I don't care. You know.
Okay. So she has since come out and said that. She has since come out and said that, publicly apologized and all that. Talked about the fact that, hey, I'm going through a divorce and I made a stupid decision, made a few stupid decisions and all of that. But here's where it gets interesting. You've obviously heard that story about Lauren Boebert, but hardly anyone has heard about this whole Susanna Gibson story, right? We're not talking about that, at least not much. And now what we talked about, though, was the difference in the media coverage, because CNN and Newsweek on Lauren Boebert are talking about how she could actually be criminally charged. Basically for public indecency, right? Now, guess what their story is on Susanna Gibson, who was soliciting money for sexual acts, which has been known to be called prostitution.
He's a hoe. Let's just get it out there.
He's not a hoe if you're doing it with your husband. I mean, come on now, girl.
If you getting paid, age, she's just a professional. That's all.
She's a sex.
You're a sex professional.
She's
okay,
a sex enthusiast. A professional sex enthusiast.
Uh-huh. In the hood, hoe.
Sharing sex needs to help others get their sex better.
Uh-huh. In the
help
hood,
others
hoe.
Get theirs.
In the hood, hoe. In the truck stop, a digital lot lizard. There you go. See?
Okay. But here's the interesting thing. The little bit of media coverage that has got, the headlines, are that her privacy was invaded and that whoever leaked the video could be criminally charged under the Revenge Porn Act.
What? No. No. Okay. You know what? You chose to go on video and do the boinkity bow wow and get paid. So no, you can't claim that. I don't care who you are. You cannot claim that. And CNN, I'm sorry, but CNN and that other NBC, MOUSC, and that crazy looking lady that looks like a piece of celery, Bridget or whatever her name is, that's always getting things wrong. You know, the Boebert thing, it shouldn't have been publicized like it was. But at least she wasn't getting paid. Now, the other lady, okay, they need to be talking about her. And then all you people get back and you say, well, Fox News is this or that. Okay, now look at CNN and everybody else. I don't hear everybody else crying about it. So, you know what, I think that's BS. I mean, old girl, like I said, she was getting paid with her doing the nasty with her and her husband on the internet, paid. They need to go ahead and cover that. And then as far as I care, they need to let her say, they need to just look at it and say, you don't need to be in office. She's already making money elsewhere.
Well,
don't wait. I already suggested that. Here was my suggestion that maybe her porn star webpage wasn't getting enough views. You go into politics, they know right away now that you're going to have that come to the front line. And guess what? Your webpage just got hit by a million guys out there that want to go look at it now.
Not me. Nope. I ain't desperate.
All right, so you're one of the not million. How's that?
Nah, you know what? No, that's okay.
No.
I got better things to do.
All right. What do you think about Fetterman running around Capitol Hill, you know, going to congressional meetings in his hoodie?
Have people lost their daggone minds? In a hoodie?
But it gets better, Daryl.
Oh.
It gets better. After some controversy erupted, and the sergeant-at-arms, right, the Senate sergeant-at-arms, officially announced they are going to relax the dress code in order to accommodate his whatever he has going on that's wrong with him. Then, hold on, it gets better. He puts out a tweet. Is it a tweet now or is it an X statement? Whatever the hell. Yeah, Malcolm Twitter.
Okay, Malcolm
so
Twitter.
He puts us. You know what? He posted a message on Malcolm Twitter. There we go. And in that message, he said, and this is an actual quote, I looked at the actual tweet. He said that if the Jagoffs, he spelled it with a G, if the Jagoffs over in the House, talking about the Republicans, would vote for this bill thing, whatever it is that, amongst other things, increases all the money that they want to send to Ukraine, more money for Ukraine, that
oh,
he will save democracy. He will save democracy by wearing a suit to Congress.
You want my comment on this?
Yeah, I do.
Number one.
Where's the audience?
All right, number one. All right, he's not in the hood. Take off the hoodie. I know you have some money where you can go ahead and get a polo shirt and a nice little button shirt and quit acting like a fool. And number two, how about this? The people of Maui, how about sending money to the people of Maui? I'm tired of sending money to Ukraine. We sent them enough money. You know what? Let's go to Ukraine. Let's handle business. Get it done and over with. And then take this, I'm going to be nice, take this man who wants to be in a hoodie and then talking about because he changed clothes, democracy? I can't say the word.
He was being facetious. He's already vote my way and I'll dress right.
You know what? Tell him to dress right anyway. We don't need to vote his way for him to dress right. He just wants to be raggedy. You know what? People in the hood will look better in a hoodie than he does. So he needs to quit that, put his butt back into a polo shirt, and be happy and try to do something that's right and quit trying to be famous because your ratings are going this way. Quit trying to do something to make it flatline.
Maybe Susanna Gibson should be like, hey, for every billion we approve to go to Ukraine, for every billion you donate to Ukraine, me and my husband will both go there.
You know what? Then they won't get it. Maui won't get anybody.
That wasn't even bad. Okay, just going straight comedy, just straight raw comedy here because we're at least uncensored on Blog Talk Radio. I may upset the people at YouTube. I don't care. I don't think Elon Musk gives a shit. But
Elon Musk don't care.
Maybe we can rectify this whole situation by getting Susanna, her husband, and Lauren Boebert, who's now newly single, together in a threesome and post it online. I don't know.
I ain't watching.
My wife's throwing darts at me with her eye.
No.
I agree with you on this one, Daryl. No.
I mean, if we're just going to take politics into the gutter.
They already took it into the gutter.
Hold on. And Fetterman can watch in this hoodie.
Next thing Fetterman is going to say, well, I want to go ahead and get a swatch to wear with my hoodie and get some Air Jordan, and I'm okay. He just needs to quit. Boy, put on some khaki pants, which we know you don't have. Don't put on no Polaroid pants. Put on some khakis. put on. If you go to Walmart. I know you have money, Featherman. Go to Walmart. Go get a button-down shirt or a polo. You'll be okay. You could go ahead and wear a baseball cap. We'll let you do that. But other than that, you know what? To try to do your job because you suck at it. There you go.
Well, I've seen Fetterman. He's kind of a big dude. I don't think Walmart has suits in his size. Just saying.
Kind of. Okay, I got to lose some weight.
Well, I mean, look at who you're talking to.
Well, you know what? We're both big men, so. Well, okay. You know,
Daryl's a big guy, too.
Yeah. Yes, we're both big men, but you know the difference between Chris and I and Featherman? We got some daggone common sense. Featherman doesn't have any. And Featherman,
well, I mean,
if you're hearing me.
Realm, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Featherman? If you hear me, come on and challenge me. Come on, let's go. Challenge me, Featherman, because you know what? I'll destroy you anyway.
Hold on. Are we doing a Fetterman-Gibbs cage match here? What's going on?
Oh, let's go. Oh, bring it on. Bring it on. I will come up and I will bring.
Can I be the one to hold the card?
Yes, you can. Because
there we go.
I want to bring this palm.
Jim, hold the card.
This palm is going to come all the way from Alabama and go, and he's going to go, oh.
Now, wait a minute. Do I dress in a dress? Do I grope him while he's out in the middle of the ring? Or do I just go naked while I'm holding the card?
Grope-a-palooza. We were in, you know what? It was indictment-palooza. Okay, now it's like grope and porn-a-palooza. Yeah. Welcome to the United States.
You know, okay, BA Postal is cracking me up. A nine size too big polo doing John. Let's go. The identity politics at the first move is sure sign you're nothing.
Shout out to BA. BA comments on a lot of my content. So
oh,
I appreciate you, BA.
Okay, oh, my
so.
Gosh.
So that's basically a review of the start of our show when it was just the two of us stumbling through it together. We were really waiting for you to get here and put your input on it. And then we went to Niger, right? We're back in Niger. We've literally covered Niger every episode of this show so far. And I'm going to be honest here. This is kind of funny, kind of not. Have you ever heard the INRI, the INRI, Evangelical Spiritual Church over in Africa? Do you have any concept of what that is, Daryl?
Heck no. That sounds like a long title to some kind of gummy bear jelly bean candy bar. What? That doesn't make any sense. I think someone was bored. Let's just throw some words together, make us sound important. Blah, 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 blah. No.
Oh, geez.
Say it four times fast while drunk.
Now, here's the thing.
It'll make sense.
I'll get a crap
I don't
in my
know.
Throat.
I don't know what the significance of that church is to the coup that just took place in Niger. But this guy seems to be kind of a spokesman. He is from this evangelical spiritual church, and he is some sort of leader amongst the people. A voice for the revolution, so to speak. Now, the part I got a problem with is his title, okay?
What's the title?
And I looked this up on multiple different sources to make sure that it was not a typo. Because
okay.
I did not want to go in and say the title of this guy. Without verifying that it was correct. Apparently, the actual title for him as like
oh
the
boy.
Head of this church is Primate Elijah Ayodele.
Wait. Say that again. Please say that again.
Primate, his name is Elijah Ayodele. I think I'm pronouncing that somewhat correct.
So,
I don't know if they say it different, but it is spelled P-R-I-M-A-T-E. That is his title. That is his clerical
primate.
Title. Primate.
So he's a monkey.
Hyde Odell. And I was not comfortable saying that. I like had to double and triple and quadruple check to make sure that was this man's actual title.
Oh, why does he want to name himself after a monkey? Why? A primate?
It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. I know, but still, okay. First, you have this long title of a church that no one's hardly really heard of, and then he calls himself a primate, whatever.
I don't know.
People lost their mind.
He lost his mind. That's actually where I was trying to go with this whole story, right?
Well, I can't help it, though. Primate.
I was just uncomfortable with that. And I had to double and quadruple check to make sure that was the correct title. But at the same time, this guy is telling Macron, he's telling Macron where to F off. So his most recent statement, I believe 3 days ago, after the French government again expressed their belief that this current government is not the legitimate government of Niger and that they won't recognize them. His quote is, "France will go down if you attack the Niger Republic." And of course, we all know that those West African bloc nations are now backed by Russia and their weapon systems and technology. So he also went on to talk about that their new price for the rare earth minerals used in concrete production are not negotiable and will not go down. Of course, also, you may remember we talked about in the last episode a little bit the fact that they had also raised their uranium price on the market, which Russia's willing to pay. This is the stuff we're not talking about. And we touched on it a little bit right before you got on here, but Daryl, run with it.
Okay, here's my thing, and I'm going to apologize to everybody for me drinking tea while I'm doing this. I just got off work and I ran my butt off from Colorado to get this load done and hurry up and got my butt here. So now, all right, number one, the French governor and the French Parliament, whatever the heck you want to call them, and along with Biden, yes, I'm going to go there. These two, and you know, I'll be nice. These two people need to go to Africa and apologize because what they did was wrong. You know what? We and all you people got all your electric cars, and you know, we got our computers and stuff, and a lot of you people saying, you know, equality, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? We have a today slave trade that is going on because in Africa, who do you think is working all those mines? They're slaves. They're poor people, poor black folks that are working on there, and that's just how it is. But you know, what makes me so irritated about this is that you have Biden who has the nerve to use racial slurs and talking about, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. But then we'll take stuff from Africa, but he doesn't have enough gumption to send somebody with some brains that will negotiate and say, look, you know what, we messed up. They need to tell France, y'all need to tell them you messed up. Let's figure this out, and let's see what we can do to take away, get Russia and China out of the picture. Because this man, he's messing with Russia and China. Apparently, he doesn't understand the history between them because sooner or later, Russia or if China gets in, they're going to start making projects and say, promise Africa the world. And then they're going to look at them and say, hey, you know what? You can't pay on this loan, so guess what? We're going to have it. So now it'll be China-owned, but you can work for us. So they need to watch what they're doing. But at the same time, our government, they need to get their heads out of their butts and get over there and try to straighten things out because we have military bases there. Now, we have Russia dipping around there, and they start kicking us out. Then now, here we go. They're going to have our equipment. And hopefully this time we're going to blow it up, but I don't think Biden is that smart to do it because he screwed up over in Afghanistan. And we're going to have bases there. If this happens, then we need to just blow up everything that we have there, level it so they can't use it. That is called common freaking sense. But more common sense is Joe and them, they need to get down there and finish it. Don't send Kamala because she went there and she, only thing she does is laugh like a hyena, use word salad, and she doesn't know what she got. I mean, at least I would give her a little bit of gumption if she studied something and try to do something that is correct. But everything that she has done has been wrong. And, oh, I can't stand her laughing. So that's my take on that. They, because this Russia thing, and people don't understand, this Africa thing is very important, especially if something, you know, and even before we even deal with war, play around, because they have guns everywhere. We learned that from Black Hawk Down. From anybody who's seen the movie, they, you know, we took them lightly. Let's just put it there. We took them lightly, and they came up and like, hey, we're not playing with y'all. And all of a sudden, now we're running. We're like, oh shit, we got to go. Pardon my language. We have to go on the defensive so we don't lose what we got to do. Imagine that if they go to Russia and China, and we have our bases there. The crap that we're going to have to deal with. This is no joke, and I don't know if the Democratic Party understands that, or the only thing they care about is let's get what we can from Africa, and we'll talk about equality, and we'll go ahead and bring in slave and all that, but then we don't want to address the modern day slavery that's going on over there. And LeBron, do me a favor. Why don't you start saying something? All you Hollywood women that sit up there and blah, 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 why don't you say something? All of y'all are quiet. You don't want to say a daggone thing. But all of a sudden, but if a Republican does something, y'all is all up in arms and stuff. So do me a favor, all you Karens and all that, get off your butts and start telling Biden to do his damn job. There you go. Have a good day.
Wow.
What does her shirt say? You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any sleep.
That's your yeah. Mine is the nuclear wing challenge. It's not nukes for Ukraine. Just in case anybody was wondering. Kind of dangerous to be on the show with a shirt that says nuclear at the top. But, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, I got a video out there on my Bikers and the Beer Man page of me doing this this nuclear wing challenge.
She'll never learn.
No, I think I learned. I think
no,
I learned on this.
No,
there's no more. There's
every
no.
time you flip and say that, all of a sudden I get a call and go, guess what I'm doing again?
Three times now I've signed the waiver and done
give
these.
Give it shit.
This one was the nuclear wing challenge. There was the scorpion pepper venom eat challenge. I got a shirt for that one. The first one I did, I didn't even get a shirt.
I just got
temporarily
blinded for three days. 3 days? 4 days.
3 days,
yeah.
4 days,
what?
Whatever it was. When I accidentally got some of the pepper resin in my eye. And that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day.
Which I will share one day. If you follow me on TikTok, you can subscribe to me and on my members only chats, I'll tell that story. But that's
oh my gosh!
Oh, that was a crazy night in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I bet it was crazy.
I rubbed my eyes in my
I bet your eyes were stinging, wasn't it?
My eyes wasn't the only place I had burning. I will say that.
My name is Bennett. I'm even in it.
Yeah, crazy story.
The good one was my reaction, but that's a whole different story.
That's a members-only story.
That's a members-only story.
Go to Bikers and Beer Man on TikTok. and basically click to subscribe, not to subscribe, but there's the live subscription, and I'll tell that story there when I have some members. But anyway.
That is funny. What's that on your Honey Bunny shirt?
Mine?
That's yeah. Full Throttle Saloon.
Full Throttle Saloon. Sturgis,
see?
Darling.
Nice.
Her, I can kind of,
yeah.
You can almost see it. Yeah,
oh,
my
nice.
Tattoo matches her shirt. There we go.
Heck,
is that long?
My shirt's
better.
Yeah, I've got a Full Throttle Saloon tattoo from the original Full Throttle Saloon before it
burned down.
Seriously.
Nice.
Which is
nice.
Another conspiracy.
Very nice.
But yeah, so that was our coverage on Niger. The tensions are not backing down over there. They are just continuing to escalate. And I see Africa as being a big chess piece between
it is.
Russia and the NATO countries.
It
is. People don't realize that, probably because our media is not talking about it at all. We're more
probably.
Concerned with what piece of clothing Fetterman's wearing.
What piece
you know,
of clothing somebody else isn't wearing.
Yeah, what piece of clothing Virginia Democrats aren't wearing online, you know.
And
Boebert, who's getting
and Boebert having free will.
In Colorado. And you're right there in the middle of the controversy out there in Colorado, man. How is
well,
Chicago
you know
not
what?
A controversy? I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, you know. You know, all right. Okay, let's just put it like this. I met the lady before she started this craziness. I met her at the Tanner Gunn show in Pueblo, and I'll say this: I wasn't impressed because the reason I'm saying I wasn't impressed because when I went there, and at the time I was in the running for running for governor. You know, I saw her there, and I'm like, okay, let me explain to her what I want to do and what I want to accomplish, and then maybe, you know, see what she's going to say, or you know, see if she can kind of lead us in the right direction or some kind of direction. And so, it just seemed like she didn't want to be bothered. But I tell you this much, she was sure happy to go ahead and take my money when I bought that shirt. So. You know, now you have people, and then you have people now, they're getting mad because, like they said, me personally, I don't have anything against the lady. It's just I think she forgot that she needs to represent Colorado. You know, she's doing all this stuff up in Washington, but then it seemed like, you know, since everybody, especially down in the Western Slope, they're looking at us like, okay, you made it to the big leagues, now you forgot all about us. And we're the ones who put you where you're at. And then for her to be in the position that she's at, she doesn't really help anyone in Colorado, and that's very disappointing. And now she has this going on, and, you know, and then, you know, she's going to have to run for her seat again, and all this mess is going to come up. And then I'm just like, okay. And then, but I still think if she's going to get that coverage, then that lady and her husband, they need to get their coverage too. But she just – I seriously hope that Boebert, that she turn around and she learns something from this, and she'll start going back to how she was when she first started this, where she was first really into doing things for the people instead of going off weird. Because every once in a while, you know what, she's younger than me. I'm just going to keep it like that. Yeah, and every once in a while, some people, they just have a tendency where they just, like, all of a sudden, they just, like, the heck with it. And kind of like, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, and whatever happens, happens. Now just take responsibility for it. That's all. So I hope everything goes well with her in all the meanings of everything.
Seems like we've rattled some cages over there on the East Coast. We've actually got a call from this is the campaign manager's office that's calling in for Susanna Gibbons. They've been on hold for a little while now. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the air. So just, I want to hear their rebuttal. You know what? All right, we're going to go ahead and cut that line off. Yeah, they're obviously busy over there in D.C. So, all right, no more Susanna. Maybe we'll check in with Lauren and Lobert later. I'm afraid to. But moving on, because the name of the show is Distracted. We're distracted by all the sex and clothing apparel lines over there in D.C. We're not talking about the important shit. So back to the BRICS currency and the de-dollarization of the global market. And this was, I think we've talked about BRICS on pretty much every episode, too. We keep kind of a running tally of what's going on. For those that are not familiar, there is a League of Nations, so to speak. The BRICS nations stand for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Excuse me. That banded together, and they have additional nations joining now. I think they've officially inducted, they're up to, I think, 27 countries are officially on board with this whole BRICS agreement. There are more nations coming aboard. The latest nation to apply for membership as a BRICS nation is Zimbabwe. There are a total of over 40 nations in Africa that are also applying for membership into the BRICS organization. And what they are doing is they are creating, or in the process of creating, their own digital currency, their own central bank digital currency that is based, initially the reports were that it was going to be based on gold. So a gold-backed currency like we used to have here in the U.S. when the dollar actually meant something. And now it's actually gold and other rare earth minerals. And when we talk about rare earth minerals, we're talking about all those things that are going into the markets of the future to power the batteries for those EVs, right? Your cobalt, your lithium. That's just a few. There's zinc, some other minerals that are being used in solar panels. And obviously in the upcoming green energy markets, those minerals are going to be huge. I'm sure it's a complete coincidence that the people pushing the Green New Deal are going to make billions of dollars off of the market for these items. But that's what's happening. So all these rare earth minerals and gold are now the new backing for this emerging currency. And what they're going to do is they're going to replace the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency amongst those nations that sign that agreement and when they go and they do trading primarily for oil. This is a nightmare because for those that aren't aware, once upon a time, the United States currency, the U.S. dollar, was a gold-backed currency. Then we removed ourselves from the gold standard in 1971. And in 1974, it was now backed by petroleum. It was backed by oil, right? What's known now as the petrol dollar. And essentially, the U.S. dollar became the global currency that had to trade. So if you were in whatever, if you were in Zimbabwe, you were in Argentina, and you wanted to buy oil from whoever, Ukraine, Russia, from Saudi Arabia, you had to convert your currency into United States dollars to make the trade for that oil. Well, they're moving away from that now. And that's a really bad thing for the U.S. dollar because our entire monetary system is being propped up by the fact that we are the global reserve currency for all oil trades, hence the petrol dollar. Now we're talking 40% of the global population essentially switching over to a completely different currency for their oil trades. And that's not going to do a whole lot to the value of the U.S. dollar. And as this whole thing moves forward, the last summit they had, they are trying to get this replacement, this de-dollarization, accomplished by March of 2024. Now they are looking at, they are changing up the game a little bit. They are looking at each member state, member nation, I should say, having its own currency and establishing a system of interoperability between those nations. So I don't know if that's a positive, that may be a positive thing for us, because it kind of shows that maybe them coming together to create their own multinational currency isn't going as well as they thought. But at the same time, it's a different world in the digital age, in the internet age, I should say. And especially now with the digital currency system, that may actually be a more realistic approach that helps it move along more efficiently. As they destroy the U.S. dollar more than we've already shot at the ship, to be honest. I don't know. I'm gonna refer this over to someone who was in the banking industry for 27 years.
I have no comment. Daryl can take this one.
Daryl,
take this one.
You were in the banking industry for 27 years.
I know, that's fine, but yeah.
Okay.
Daryl's got more to say.
You know, for one thing, the banking system, what they teach in college, it isn't all what they're supposed to know, because right now the dollar, the worth of the dollar is only 3% of it is real, the rest of it is digital. And people, what you need to understand is this. Number one, you notice a lot of this started coming around because y'all voted for the wrong person, Biden, and he does his war on oil. Everybody is still using oil. They're using coal. And we're the only nation trying to get rid of it. So since we're trying to get rid of it, why does any nation want to deal with us? They just like, you know what? Number one, you're not dealing with oil and petroleum like everybody else is. Number two, we can't trust you because look at what Biden has done. Let's just put it out there because I'm not afraid to say it. Look what he's done. The man, the Democratic Party, y'all just screwed things up. Let's just put it like that. You screwed everything up. So now everybody's saying, you know what? The heck with the United States. We're going to try to do something else. Now, because one of the things that you said, Chris, you hit it on the head, oil base. If we're going to get rid of our fossil fuel, why does anybody want to deal with us? You know, that's just simple, folks. And then at the end of this, they're talking about going to a digital currency. They didn't tell you the other part, programmable digital currency. So that means, and they sat back and they said it, we're trying to curb terrorism. Now, if you remember, all you parents that says, I should have a say-so over my kids' education, which we all know parents should, because they're the one who take care of the kids, they're the one who spend the money on, they're the ones who have to do medical, and then if they get in trouble, guess what? The parent is on the hook. So with that in mind, if they say, well, we're trying to do this so we can keep track of terrorism, and they turned around and call all you parents terrorists, you know what that means? Let's see. Let's go back to the truckers over there in Canada when Trudeau, whatever you want to call his freaking name, when he sat back and called all these truckers terrorists, when they were sitting there just saying, hey, this isn't fair. We had a bouncy castle. Bouncy castle had bands going on. Some of them was grilling. Are these terrorists? No, they're not. So you parents, are you terrorists? No, you're not. And then they're going to have the war against beef because you notice what they're doing to our cattle industry. And they said, well, you know what? We feel that beef is a form of terrorism. Then you can't get beef. And a lot of you people work for money under the table. You're no longer going to be able to do that. They're going to keep track of everything that you have done. So all these things that they're distracting you with this man and his crazy clothing, Boebert and this other lady and her husband doing all this. You notice they're talking about that. But they're not talking about the things going on in Africa that's going to affect you, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you don't know what sex you are, whether you're black, whether you're brown, purple, yellow. All that stuff doesn't come into play until next thing you know, you're going to be like, where's my money? And the government's going to look at you and say, well, you know what? We decided to go ahead and do the programmable stuff, which you agreed to do. So now we're going to start taking everything. Because if you notice, the people in all these other countries are coming here to the United States because they don't own anything. They come here so they can own something. They're trying to take that away from you, take that away from me, with all this stuff that's going on. Put it together, folks. That's all I'm going to say.
Put it together. That's right. Yeah, the situation is not good for the future of the world. Unfortunately, there's a lot of chess pieces being moved around. People are starting to catch on. There's a lot of pushback. Things are getting pushed back a lot longer than they intended for them to be.
Yeah.
But kind of, I'm going to use that as a segue where you talked about the terrorism there. Another thing we're not talking. And something I'm sure we'll start to see here, I know there's been kind of attempts at it before, is the UK Online Safety Act. Now, this hasn't completely passed. It has not been signed into law, but I believe it has passed Parliament and is well on its way to being signed into law. And the Online Safety Act, of course, like all tyrannical things that happen in the modern world, is, of course, for the safety of the children. But included in the list of things that one agency is going to be in charge of, it includes policing disinformation and terrorism online. Right? Now, we already know what the definition of terrorism is. It used to be that terrorism was someone who carries out acts of political violence against civilians in order to achieve a political agenda. That was the old definition of terrorism. Just to bring you up to speed, when you carry out acts of violence or other forms of resistance against government agencies, that's not terrorism, that is revolution or rebellion. But we've just taken everything now and converted it to terrorism. So now, if you speak up at a school board meeting because you don't like what they're doing, if you argue with them, if you threaten to sue them, that is now an act of terrorism. Obviously, those of us who grew up, you know, back when planes were being hijacked on a regular basis in order to achieve political objectives, you know, back when Bill Ayers was running around, you know, bombing buildings, like those are actual acts of terrorism.
Yes.
Speaking up at a school board meeting, that's not terrorism.
No.
Yeah. So basically, this is a censorship, though. This is being able to go in and force your political opponents to not have a voice, which, as far as I'm concerned, that is a form of terrorism. It's backed by violence. It silences. It's an act of aggression against civilians, telling them what they can or cannot do. And if you violate that rule, they're going to act out against you by sending armed people to drag you off and lock you in a cage. That's a terroristic threat. That's terrorism. But I'm sure this seems to be playing out around the world. We all know the World Economic Forum has stated all kinds of goals along these lines in their agenda. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's publicly available.
Yep.
Oh, come on. You've been way too shy on that.
I haven't been shy ever since Daryl came on. He scares me, that's why.
Daryl scares you? Is it the hat?
The hat.
Or the headphones? I have headphones, too. Are you scared of me?
Yes.
Frank Nero.
You want to be scared of him. Come on. What those
are. You know what? I'm going to leave the two of you alone for a minute. I'm actually going to step away.
Oh, great. We can talk about him then,
Hold on.
Yeah,
I can make terrorists.
Wait a minute. Look at all that darkness.
I'm a terrorist with the comments I'm going to make. So.
You did what?
But, yeah. I mean, yeah. This whole terrorist and calling everybody a terrorist is just out of this world. This whole, like I said, it all goes back. This whole damn world has gone absolutely flipping nuts.
What?
You know, I mean, terrorists is, like I said, hijacking the planes and running them. You know what 9/11 was. That was terrorism. Going to a school board and voicing my opinion when it's not of the opinion of somebody else and then them telling me I'm a terrorist and hauling my ass to jail is, yeah, that's censorship, that's controlling, and I'm over it.
Yeah. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, folks, when you start voting for people, you need to remember this and start voting for people who really want to help, who really wants to go by laws, wants to go by the Constitution, go by things with some daggone common sense. You know, and when you have people that are in power in our legislation, that's even on the state, local level, and they're sitting up here trying to stifle your God-given rights. And while we're at it, since we're talking about our parents, you know, you look at this. The teachers, and I love the teachers, but the teachers are there to teach. That's what they're there. They're not there for for orientation. They're not there to go ahead and keep secrets from our parents. You know what? Parents are in charge of this. And for all you people that know that your legislation, some of y'all need to start paying attention to your legislators, because you have a lot of them. They do not want you to have any power over your kids whatsoever, but yet you continuously vote for them. Why? But yeah, at the end, then you complain that your kids are in the bathroom, and let's just get it out here since we're talking about it, that your kids, your daughters are in the bathroom with a boy who has a rising occasion and says, well, I identify as a girl. And no one does anything about it. I mean, common sense on here, you know. And yep. You know, and then now you want to have biological males wanting to go against females. And then when the parents stand up and say something, you want to call them a terrorist.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, it's like, you know. Where in this world did we say, hey, guess what? You can go ahead and have kids, but you're not allowed to parent, and we're going to tell you exactly how you're going to raise that kid. And if you don't enforce these ideologies at your house, then we will do it out at the schools and all that. And it's just absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Get in trouble. They don't blame the teacher. They turn around and blame the parents.
Yeah.
So
blame the parents. Exactly.
Here it is.
Which,
because like you said, you're the one who gave birth. It wasn't the teacher. That's your child. You're the one who had to take care of the hospital bills. You're the one who has to feed them. You're the one who has to clothe them. You're the one who has to transport them. You're the one who has to raise them. And then at the same time, then you're the one who has to make sure they get to school. And then you have to make sure that they get back from school. You have to make sure that they're studying. So why is it that a teacher has more authority than you, the parent? That doesn't make any sense. And then at the same time, you got all these people that are marching for some of these things that you shouldn't even be marching about, but you can't even march about this. And then on top of that, again, I'm going to call the Me Too movement, or Meow movement, whatever you want to call them, I'm going to call them out, because here it is. You have a legislation telling you women that you can't be parents. You're not smart enough. You are not smart enough to make decisions, so we're going to make them for you. Some of you men all be pissed off too, because at the same time, we are protectors. We're the one, we sit back, and it's like, if you mess with my child, I am going to come at you. So it's like that one father that got arrested. But where's the outrage?
Right.
it seems like we get a little bitty outrage and then we're satisfied. But then all of a sudden when your kids are coming home and they're acting strange and you can't ask them what's going on because they'll turn around and say, well, my teacher said that, I don't have to tell you. If I did that with my mom would have turned around, slapped the living daylights out of me, got a frying pan and everything else and said, I'm the one who make the rules here. You're under my house. You will tell me what's going on. And more than likely, she'll march her butt up to school and she'll let them have it too. So parents,
exactly.
I understand. Yep. And so you got to start voting for people who understands this stuff. Because if you continuously vote for these knuckleheads that are in here now that says you have no rights, you see how this is going. It started off very small when Biden came to power. Now look at it. It's gone out of control. And the teacher union, I'm just going to say it, y'all are the biggest problem to this, dealing with our kids' education. Y'all, the teacher union suck, period. Let's just say it like it is. They need a revamp, and they need to be torn apart, start all over, put our kids first, and let them start learning things, because right now our kids are coming out. Their education levels is going down the toilet. They need to bring back grades, A, B, C, D, and F, because that makes you sit back and say, you know what, I need to do better. And that makes the teacher accountable, because I'm getting sick and tired of these schools saying, well, we're just going to lower the standards. We're going to lower the standards, but then they're going to get mad at our kids because our kids doesn't know anything.
Right.
So,
and it's
see,
all
you
these
got me
kids
on. Why
that...
did y'all get...
Yeah, I mean, you got to worry about 25, 30 years from now, it's all these kids that don't have an education that is used to having, you know, other teachers telling them exactly what to do it, how to think and all that. And they're the ones that's going to be running this country and running our corporations. And, I mean, let's just look at the shit show that's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick caller here. We have a caller that wants to come on and say something. So I'm going to bring them on now, if your phone number ends 0244, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on live now, and let's see what you got to say. All right, caller, are you with us?
I am here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes!
There we go. Gotcha.
All right, so to
who do we have with us tonight?
Harold's point. We're going to be the ones held responsible kids when they're not smart enough to move out of the house.
Yep.
So, you know, it all falls back on us. These teachers need to get back to educating our kids. The elementary school, I just talked to one of the reading professionals there, one of the reading teachers, and she told me that the elementary school is at 25% proficiency. 25%.
Ooh.
And we're not talking, and this is a suburban school. This isn't, you know, this isn't some, you know, school that's poorly funded in the middle of, you know, this horrible neighborhood. This is, you know, your typical suburban elementary school. You know, the houses in the neighborhood around it are $400,000 or $500,000. 25% reading proficiency. We're doomed. And to her point, you know, these are the people that are gonna rule this world, that are gonna be running our corporations. It's absolutely absurd from top to bottom. They're focused on everything but the education, dumbing our kids down left and right. It's ruining our society. And then, you know, these kids get restless and they're not holding kids accountable in school. They're slapping them on the wrist. They can bring guns into a school multiple times before they get in trouble. You know, they'll just, you know, they can commit sexual misconduct in one school, just get moved to another school. There's just no accountability anymore. And
yep.
As far as I see, we're doomed. Now I'm going to touch on Lauren Boebert, just like her boyfriend did. yeah, you like that? So here's my problem with her.
I like that.
I've never liked the woman. Never liked her. I met her one time. She's fake from top to bottom. She needs a damn spackle knife to take off her makeup. Her boobs are fake. Too short. She's loud and obnoxious and doesn't get anything done.
How do you know her boobs are fake?
Look at them.
We're okay.
Just
you know what? We're men.
Them.
We can find
I'm
that
not
out.
On that
I mean,
well, that's good to know.
You can't tell when you look that rack is fake. Come on now. So she's fake from top to bottom, just right there, just looking at her, right? And here this woman is acting totally inappropriate in a theater, all right? I get getting handsy in a theater. We've all been there. We've all done it. You know, the lights are low, whatever. You know, you're getting romanced by Beetlejuice, question mark. But anyway.
Beetlejuice. Well, it all depends on the nature of what Beetlejuice really was.
Right. I mean,
yeah, I don't know how you get romanced by Beetlejuice, but whatever. So they made them hot and heavy. I get it, whatever. But then, you know, it's totally inappropriate. We've all done it, though. That's one thing, right? She didn't get, you know, they didn't disclose and they didn't do any actual, like, you know, real crazy act in there. It was just fondling, as the newspapers report. My problem with her is her integrity. Woman came out of that theater and told us all that she didn't vape in that theater, right? If she can't tell us the truth about one little stupid vaping incident, what can we rely on her to tell us the truth about, period? She lost all credibility.
Good point.
And, you know, she narrowly won her seat by 500 votes in Colorado. You think she's going to win again? 500 people. No.
Who knows?
She's done. And we can't afford to lose that seat.
Well, see, why someday, you know, and I like what he's talking about because, you know, we have people, there's some people in, since we're talking about Colorado, there's some people that are in office in Colorado. They are trying their best to go ahead and make things better. I think, honestly, you need to have people who's not afraid to call people out because that's what it needs to be done because people need to be accountable for doing stupid things. You know, granted, like you said, Volpert, she got caught out there and, I think she would have got some grace if she would have been woman enough at the first place to say, you know what, I did something stupid. Okay. You know what, I'm sorry. So that lady, that pregnant lady in the theater that I said something to, you know what? I apologize to you because I shouldn't have said it. You know, and it's just, I don't know. That's why I'm going to see about running for office. If I can, I want to try to do something about it because I'm just tired of this. I want to hold the people accountable. I want to go try to make things better. It's just, you know, you got media. They don't want to cover people who wants to be for real. And I'm just going to put it out there. This political atmosphere, it is set up so that regular people like you, I, the caller, people who are even in poverty, but they are smart enough to be able to run for office, they won't let them do it. Why? Because you have these regulations you have to go through. You got this money you have to go. Now you have these people that's been set up in power, and they're in power because they have all of this money, but then they don't care about you. They don't care about your nation to a certain demographic, but then they don't care about the rest of the area. But then if you have someone that's a regular average Joe that wants to come in and make a difference, it's hard for them to do it because they don't have the money to keep up. And then you have the media who doesn't want to give anybody a fair shake anyway because they don't want regular a commoner to come in and say, I can make this better and this is what I can do. So, you know, our political thing is just messed up. And they need to have – and I think all these old fogies in Washington need to have term limits because – and people need to – like I said, people just need to be accountable.
I hope you're going to vote. Don't call Lauren and Boebert for help.
You what?
I said I hope you do run, but don't count on Lauren Boebert to help. She hasn't helped any of the politicians here fundraise.
She hasn't helped – the thing is she hasn't helped anyone. Only thing she's been doing, she's for herself. And the people in Delta and in the Western Slope who put her – that helped put her on, she just forgot about them and just said, basically, you know what? I'm going to clown on Joe Biden and do stupid things, and the rest of you people, I don't care. You know what? And thank you, Colorado, for getting me voted, but you know what? I'm not going to try to help anyone else, and the heck with your state. You know what, folks? Start voting for people who cares for this daggone state. All right, who sits back and says, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, and then if they make a mistake, they're adult enough to say, you know what, I made a mistake, sorry about that, let's keep going, hold me accountable, because guess what, I'm going to hold every last one of you accountable, whether you're in my party or not. That's how we change things, and people, you need to start voting that way. But until then, we're going to be in this crazy circle that we're in, and we got all these people who has money, because if you listen to what happened, listen to what happened in the Republican debate. What did they all say? I'm a millionaire. I'm a billionaire. I got all these things. Not one commoner, one just regular Joe in there saying, you know what? You people got us in trouble. So why don't you let us people who are just regular, ordinary Joes who sit back there, we have to figure out our finances. We have to figure out whether we have to pay our medical bills, whether we have to get gas, whether we have to get food for our kids. I have to deal with, you know, your school calling me a terrorist. Vote for these people, because that's the way we're going to get things changed. And there you go. Very simple.
This was brought to you by Little
Joe. No, was it? When they call us terrorists, Daryl, just remember that the term terrorist just depends on what side of the battlefield you're on. So nobody in Saudi Arabia and Iraq looked at the terrorists of 9/11 and were like, those are a bunch of terrorists, right? They thought they were a bunch of heroes.
True.
We looked at them as terrorists.
Yep.
So now we know who views us as the enemy.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid of fighting. Yep.
Now, Daryl, have you considered,
yes,
before your next run, have you considered making a porn video? Oh, okay. My bad.
No, I just
want to
know,
okay,
if he's going to be in a hoodie or a suit.
I want to give
him a hoodie. How about if
you
do a suit with a hoodie? Underneath
for the porn him. Video or for his first day in Congress?
Let's do it all.
Yep.
I think he should walk into Congress in a suit, rip the jacket off, have a hoodie, and then do a strip show and just go all the way down.
Dancing just
like
that.
Giant, I look like a giant. I look like a giant turkey.
He'll wear the bow tie, but that's it.
What was that?
The bow tie.
He'll wear the bow tie, but that's it.
Yeah, all my belly be
there, you know what?
Look like Snoopy.
You could start a new thing, Daryl. You can wear a bow tie with your hoodie.
No.
Oh, man.
It could have happened. Now, hey, okay, wait a minute. Let's get out there now. I used to be a stripper in New York. Yes, I used to be a male stripper. Okay, started off singing. I was a singing telegram person, and I did it. And I have fun doing it. I ain't doing it now.
Are you being real right now?
I was just going to say, are you being serious right now, Daryl, or are you screwing with us?
Yes. I used to – no. When I was playing semi-pro football in New York, I went in for – they had auditions for a singing telegram. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I did, a happy birthday to you. I did all that. And then one day we had, like, this lady, she had this company, all these people, and she asked five of us males, you know, would you want to be like, you know, do the strip thing? And I'm like, okay, cool. I don't care. I want to make some money. I just thought of it as dancing in my drawers. So I'm like, so I mean, I did it for a while and I enjoyed it. I don't want to do it again.
The key there was when you said you did it because of the money, and so obviously the chick and her husband did the porn because of the money. So it's all okay then.
Yeah, but see, I did it
Magic
before
Daryl.
I tried to do political office. So,
yeah, on center pole, large mountain of man. 100% match.
Yeah, that's it. When we go to dig into Daryl, we're going to find Magic Daryl.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be the one to find a video and leak it. Just to mess with you.
No, because then you'll have criminal charges on you.
But remember, this is before they did the video thing. This is before they had the video thing. So, ha. No video. Okay,
really,
and it's not like I was in New York City. No, there's no video. If there was,
I will use AI to make a deep fake of that video.
No, I want to actually call him up and have him do a singing telegram to us now.
Hey, I got paid. You know, the funny thing is, though, I did not put baby oil all over me. I didn't do all that. But like I said, I performed out there like I was dancing in my underwear.
Did you show up with cans of whipped cream? Did you show up with cans of whipped cream, though?
No.
Did somebody order extra large pizza with BBC?
This is just going to go downhill for you guys.
Okay.
You may want to ruin y'all back in.
Daryl just distracted me and my wife, apparently.
Oh, man.
I was just thinking, you know. Hey.
Oh, wow. What a revelation. Okay.
What we find out on the radio show. I can't wait till next week when he reveals something secret of his past.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This is too good. But, okay, so fortunately, we're down to 2.5 minutes before we play the outro music.
So is this where we have Daryl stand up and sing us the nice song out? I'm not letting this go.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, man. Daryl, you got 60 seconds for your final thoughts.
On center pole. No, let me quit. You know what, people, one thing I'm saying is this. You know, when we come to our political things, we need to start standing up and going for things that are good, because a lot of these people that are in there, they don't have your interest and they don't have your best interest. They don't care about you. You know, you have one guy want to be in there in a hoodie, and then, well, I'll change democracy. If democracy will change, then I'll change it to a pair of shirt and pants. How about this? Wear shirt and pants, okay? Take off the hoodie. You're not in the hood. Never been in the hood. Stop it. And other than that, you know what? I am happy to be on here tonight, and happy to see your honey bunny. And I appreciate everyone who listens to our show. And thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. And I love y'all and appreciate this and looking forward to doing it again. And remember, just because Biden says, if you don't vote for me because you ain't black, I'm sorry, still black, well, dark brown, but you know what, didn't vote for you, and you're right, I'm not up in chains. There you go.
All right, there you have it. Carla, this is your first podcast with us. Do you have anything you'd like to say in closing here to the audience? It's our first time seeing you.
I'm just going to say, everybody, go out to the theaters, have some fun, and if you feel like groping each other, let's do it.
You went there, didn't you?
All right, and on that note,
you had to go there.
Do not forget to order a singing telegram if you're out in Colorado. Oh, well, I'm going to totally change our new – I'm going to change the name of our show to the new BBC, Undistracted. Folks, I'm going to shut up. Thank you. I love you all. We have a great audience being here with us tonight. And I make no promises about where this is going to go next week. I am rolling the outro video now. Distracted with Bikers and Gibbs. Good night, everybody. God bless. And
God bless.
Here's to...
Thanks for having me on.
Here's to a great week next week.
Heck yeah. Bring her back on, too.
So
oh, my gosh.